Yes, Chris, the final score from Judges Road was City of Derry 5, Malone 64. The Gibson Park side outscoring Derry by 10 tries to 1, and they're out half. Smith, he kicked 7 conversions, and really, it was a bit similar to last week up at Gibson Park, which I was at. The scoreline that day was 47-3, but unfortunately, from Derry's point of view, David Ferguson, their captain, and one of their inspirations on the pitch, he looks as if his arm, they hurt his bad. He had to go off and looked as if he hit ice on it. So he may well be sidelined for a few weeks, and that's not going to do Derry's cause any good. I mean, it really will be an uphill task for new coach Trevor Wool and his coaching people this week, because this time next week, City of Derry will have probably finished their game down at the back pitch at the Aviva against Wanderers, and certainly for the first game of the All-Ireland League, it's not really the what you want to do, going in with three pretty big defeats, one in the cup and two in the league. I mean, today it was Malone who just started very, very quickly, and it was their centre, Michael Cartmell. He did the damage in the first 10 minutes. He first of all made a very, very good break, and then he fed his inside centre, Brown. He went over, and Callum Smith with a very, very good conversion. Then Cartmell again pushed aside a few tackles to go over and Smith. So 14-0 after 9 minutes, and really the young Derry side, to be fair to them, they sort of hung in there for a wee while. But then on 23 minutes, there was a Derry line-out that was pretty badly done on prop Peter Cooper. All he had to do was pick up and went over again. This was converted. 25 minutes, another Cartmell break, and it was Ross Todd, the wing forward, went in 28-0. That was after 25 minutes, and really, that's from then on until almost the whistle for half-time, the young Derry team played really, really well. And, you know, they competed strongly in the middle of the park. The defence was pretty good against the Malone backline, which certainly moved the ball. And then they got their recompense on 34 minutes when they were attacking right, and centre Paddy Blenner has it. He made a very, very good break, and he timed his pass to perfection to winger Conor Cummins, and he dived over in the corner. That was 28-5, and certainly it was the first time the Derry supporters had a chance to cheer. Well deserved, and that 15-minute phase, I'm sure the new coach Trevor Wool will have taken something from that. But just as you expected that to be the half time, Derry again, Malone attacked from their own 22, and very slick handling up to near the Derry line from a ruck situation. A pass was flicked to Ross Todd, and he went over in the corner, the wing forward, and that was 33-5 at half time. And you know, that was five tries in that particular time. It got no better than with tries from hooker Davy Cave from a line out drive, and also their fullback Jack Owens. He had good support. He caught a ball just outside the halfway line. He went through, which was a non-existent Derry defence, right up to 22, fed big second row Michael Shields, and he went over Smith again, converting. And then Derry lost a 5-metre line-out. Malone chugged up to the line. They sucked in all the players. The ball went wide. McMurty, the winger, virtually could have walked in the corner. And the scoring continued then whenever a nice grubber infield was gathered by the prop Cooper, who got his brace of score, showing a great turn of speed. And then finally a big scrum drive from about 10 metres right up the Derry line. They released the ball, and Shane Kelly, their scrum half, dived over in the corner. So that left it 64 points to 5. 10 tries, and Smith, they're out half. He converted, McCallum Smith converted. Seven of the tries, some very, very good kicks into the wind, and certainly, you know, it helps to the scoreline whenever you're out halves kicking those points. It's very hard to sum it up, Chris. Really, you have to say, I said it last week, and I suppose I'll reiterate it again. You couldn't fault the effort from the Derry team, but unfortunately, if you don't have the talent, you don't have the experience, you don't have the physicality, it's very, very hard to compete in rugby, and that's what we saw today. Malone are two divisions above City of Derry, but at the same time, you would have expected a lot more of a competition. But unfortunately, the gap is there, and certainly this year, it's going to be a very, very hard season for City of Derry. You know, the match that we beat Skerries last year to keep us up, there hasn't really been any recruitment of players. They're There will be a new scrum half available next week. Tyler Rogers holding a scrum half, who Trevor will recommend it. He's coming over from New Zealand to work here to see what he can do. But at the same time, if I was looking at the Derry team today and picking out players, I thought Killian Thornton, playing at scrum half, who's just finished playing schools rugby, I thought he did really, really well. He can, for the ball he got, he kicked very, very well and put them into good positions. David Ferguson gave us all. Number 8, Craig QE certainly put himself about, as did second row Adam Bratton. But a lot of these guys were making individual breaks, and certainly at the breakdown there was too many Derry forwards watching to see what was going to happen, and there wasn't enough clearing out of their rucks, and that's something that is vital in this modern game. It doesn't matter what level you're at, when a player goes to ground, the support has to be there to clear out the ball, and unfortunately that didn't happen. But hopefully this week things will change, and next week Chris will be reporting maybe on a victory at Down at Wanderers. But again, if it was a good performance with two home games to come against Harrigans and Skerries, that would be helpful. But certainly it hasn't been the start of the season which City Derry supporters want. But the club's now got to get together. The players have got to sit down and look at themselves, and the coach has got to decide where are my strengths and where are my weaknesses and what sort of game are we going to play. As I say, it's not the nicest report to have to give, but unfortunately what appeared on the pitch today, one has to be honest about it. So final score here in the Ulster Premier League Division 1 was City of Derry 5, Malone 64.